Did I tell everyone that our next door neighbors, I think I did say this, and I'm sure Fatty will let me know that I repeated a story. But when we went over there because I wanted to take some pictures of the backyard, because I'm trying different applications I was trying an application, and I still am, called iScape, and it's only on mobile. So, and I was using it on my iPad, and you put in a picture of your backyard or like your yard, or you can even do it for, I think you can do it for inside too, but I'm not sure.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Fatty will let me know that I repeated a story.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One and this is Ep. Episode 3225 of the BFO for Wednesday the 17th of June 2020. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I got nothing. I really have got nothing. Big Freddy, here comes the train. Jellyfish, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you jellyfish today, because y'all, isn't that Prevagen that helps your memory, isn't it? Doesn't it come from jellyfish or something like that? Big Fatty, we don't know about jellyfish, but you got the jelly brain. I do have the jelly brain. And y'all, it's just, y'all, I feel like I'm walking around in a fog. Not that I'm not, there's no clarity. It's just that I just want to close my eyes and go to sleep. Y'all, I'll tell you why when I tell you about my day. Yes, Big Fatty. It's true. Big Fatty, I think you may be in a fog because you started recording today at 4:20. Or what does that have to do? We'll just leave that to RC and Jay out there in the Mile High City. They can tell us what. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. The Doritos are around here somewhere, aren't they? Anyway, after I recorded yesterday, I did not watch Schitt's Creek yesterday, on Monday. And I don't remember I did get in my 10,000 steps. Yes, Big Fatty, Vader came by to help me with my little show. He did indeed. And, I was asked to leave the room, when Vader was here, cause he and Poodle had to work on the secret cavalcade of stars or whatever. I don't know. And Big Fatty, we just as soon not put that burden of secrecy on you. Oh yes, Big Fatty, the burden of secrecy. Vader was here for maybe hour and a half, something like that. And y'all, after that, then I know what it was. Y'all, do you watch the Antiques Roadshow? Oh, Big Fatty, is that when the old gal used to get in Vine, drive around to the Redwoods? The old Antique Roadshow? No. I watched a couple of, they're doing repeats. But what they're doing is they're going back and showing shows. And then you're going to show what the value was. Like, these were in the Hawaiian. Yeah, y'all, I was looking for the Pineapple Princess, but I didn't see him. They show the values. I think this was filmed in 2006. And then they show what the values are today, whether it stayed the same or went down or went up. And y'all, I like to try to guess it. Y'all, I didn't guess a single one of them right. Just a bit. Ready? Stick to retirement. It's anyway. But y'all, after I watched that, y'all, I had been through my evening routine and everything, and taking my go to bed pills and my melatonin, and fix the covers just right, and y'all, I laid down. Oh, I don't know. It was probably 10:30 or so. And y'all, I thought it was gonna be okay. Big Fatty, I think you need to do the bumper.
It's time for Fatty's Rest Time Report. It's time for Fatty's Rest Time Report. Come on, Big Fatty, and tell us all about how your sleep was last night, and if Whitman Tinker maybe was screwing with you, or if you got a recuperative sleep, as Lindsay Wagner might say. Or if, like happens all the time, you had your grinder on and you got interrupted by a bloop, bloop, because you can't say no to a penis and get out that special chaya. So tell us how your sleep is. It's time for Fatty's Sleep Time Report. Tell us about that sleep.
Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, that, of course, is Digga. And Digga, thank you so much for that totally original, never heard before, bumper. Big Fatty, how does he come up with them? I don't know. By the way, Digga is out in the San Francisco. He and T. Wiggles are out there at one of their places. And they were on the Aerial Plano. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, that definitely is the aluminum tube of death these days. Well, anyway. But anyway, y'all, just, had my Calm app going. And y'all, I was just laying there. I thought I was going to drift off. And y'all, it just didn't happen. It just didn't happen. And I would toss and turn and belch and fart and beep. Fatty, no wonder there's too many noises. And y'all, I finally got up. I got up and had a little piece of cheese. You know, sometimes if you have a little, if I have a little something to eat, that'll help me. And went and laid back down, tossed and turned some more. Y'all, about 2:30 a.m. in the morning, Big Fatty, did you finally kick Whitman Tinker out? Well, I don't know if I kicked him out or, y'all, I fixed me a piece of that that Bia bread, sliced me a piece of that and put it in the toaster and put some butter on it and everything. And I had that. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, carbs are always good at 2:30 in the morning. Y'all, I finally did go to sleep and woke up on Tuesday morning. I was dragging a bit. I gotta admit, y'all, I was gonna get up. My plan was that I was gonna get up at 7 a.m. in the morning on Tuesday and go over to the Sam's Club, because y'all, it's my understanding that they may have the toilet paper and the paper towels. So y'all, I thought I'd go and get me a 36 pack of each, and because I usually keep those on hand out in the little storage unit here at the villa. But y'all, I couldn't get up. And you finally got up about 9 a.m. in the morning and had my brufkas, y'all, I had some grits and sausage, and y'all, it was so good. Then I was off on my morning nipple walk. Y'all, it has just, I mean, the high on Tuesday was 72. And, y'all, that's just crazy. It's just crazy. By the weekend, it's going to be 90. But y'all, it was just lovely. And y'all, I did sort of a medium-sized walk, Didn't go up to the circle today because, y'all, I had to get back and get my share because Hortensia was coming today. And y'all, right at 1 o'clock sharp, here she comes with her little helper, and whose name I can't remember. But, y'all, they're both just as nice as they can be. And I told them, I said, I'm going to go and take a little nipple walk. And they said, thank you for calling. And so, y'all, I went and did another nipple walk. And, y'all, I've already got my 10,000 steps for the day. And y'all, I came back and was laid down on the bed in the chamber, while they were finishing up. And y'all, this is the big news from the villa. Hortensia went to Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl Olive's house to check it out. And I don't know what the outcome was, but evidently there's a possibility that Hortensia may be cleaning the mansion. The pole dance mansion. No, I shouldn't say pole dance. It's vulgar is what it is. The dance hall. That's where Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl Olive live, at the dance hall. So she may be cleaning the dance hall also. But we'll find out about that, and I'll report back to you, y'all. While they were finishing up, I laid down a little bit, and that was fine. And then when they left, I got up and, I've watched a couple more episodes of the Schitt's Creek. I am in season 4, about halfway through it now. And, so far, so good. Y'all, the homosexual boy, he reminds me of somebody, and I can't remember. I can't think of who it is he reminds me of. Big Fatty, did you look in the mirror? Oh, no, it's not me. It will eventually come to me. Big Fatty, you'll probably repeat this story a couple of times before you remember. It could be. what a couple of things. The mail has already come. And y'all, I ordered... back when the COVID, you know, the COVID, back when it first started, it was, wait a minute, let me go over here. Oh, wait, here we go. Y'all, I'm trying to go over to the Lesbyterian, delivery service. And, y'all, let me just sign in here. All right, yes, and, yes, we'll put that password in. Oh, Rick, ready? No, I do not want to add a mobile number, and, let's just see, where are my previous orders? No, I probably have to go under my account, your orders. Okay, right here. And y'all, I ordered a thermometer. Now, let's see, when did I order this? It was ordered on March the 20th. Y'all, it came yesterday. And so, y'all, it was April, May. It's been almost 3 months. And I sent a message to the company. Y'all, it was only $5.43, and that include free shipping. So I couldn't bitch too much. Big Fatty, sounds like you're doing quite a bit of it right now. Well, anyway, but y'all, it came yesterday. Didn't have any instructions or anything. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, when it came, I tried it out. You did? What was your temperature? Well, you know, I wasn't quite sure how to take my temperature rectally, but I just shoved it up in there and took it, and it seemed to be fine. Well, you cleaned it up. No. What do you mean cleaned it up? Well, because I stuck it in my... Oh, Big Fatty! Vulgar! Anyway, but you like the special chair, so no big deal. But y'all, it came yesterday, and I finally figured out how it works and all. Y'all, it looks like it might last, 15 or 20 minutes. But anyway, I finally have a thermometer after 3 months. And y'all, my temperature taken orally was 97.7. Oh, Big Fatty, no wonder you needed a camisole. You're just chilled. Y'all, I'm going to tell you, with this 70 degree, low 70s as the high and the wind blowing, y'all, I was cold. I was cold sitting out on the veranda and on my afternoon nipple walk. Y'all, it was just, you know, this is what happens to the old people. You know, their veins fill with the ice water. And y'all, it was just chilly. And y'all, I got also, speaking of the old people, I got a postcard from the Department of Motor Vehicles. Y'all, this is never good. Never good when you get a postcard from the Department of Motor Vehicles or a letter from the Internal Revenue Service. Y'all, did I tell you I got my letter signed by the president telling me about my $1,200 check? Of course, the letter came months after I had gotten the check. So anyway, it went right into the recycling. Y'all, but the South Carolina Department of Motor Vehicles says, hey, Rick Reddy, your driver's license will expire on your birthday. And y'all, it made me think, well, you know, I wonder what they're doing at the DMV with the COVID. And y'all, you have to make an appointment now, and they only do it 2 weeks in advance. So y'all, I think I'm going to wait until, Big Fitty, go ahead and be a whore. Tell them it's August the 10th is your birthday. Well, it's true. Y'all, I'm going to wait until I'm within a month of my birthday before I renew it. And y'all, because I'm getting the, what am I getting? I'm getting the real ID, you know, with the gold star on it, which means that I can go to the federal courthouse or fly on a plane. Big Fatty, why would you want to do either? Well, I really don't, but anyway, y'all, by the way, still haven't gotten my passport renewal. I don't know what's up with that. But they cashed the check, that's for sure. But anyway, so y'all, I went and looked, and you sign up for an appointment time. They're about 15 minutes apart. So they don't have a lot of people in the waiting room and all that kind of stuff. So y'all, I'm interested in seeing how it all goes Big Fatty, we don't know for the renewal. And y'all, that pretty much was my day. Yes, Big Fatty. And Larry Kly sent me something. Y'all, they're bringing back the quiz program, Supermarket Sweep. I love the Supermarket Sweep. It was just lovely. I remember way back in the day. But y'all, the new host is gonna be that. What is that woman's name? What is her name? Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, it's not Leslie Jordan, because that's that little queer man, but it's Leslie, it's the lady that was on Saturday Night Live, Leslie, it's not Uggams, what is her name? I can't remember, but she's real funny, and I think she'll be a great host. Y'all, it'll come to me. I can hear people are screaming it out right now, yes, Big Fatty, but anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard old Cricket Hat over there at the Geeky Gay. And Adam, just out of curiosity, what's your favorite part of doing your little show?
Fatty will let me know that I repeated a story.
Jones, it's Leslie Jones. That's who it is. Oh, yes, Big Fatty.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.